Another busy week as we're about to finish the first month of session. One of your priority bills, the PDMP bill, was heard in committee on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know we had a packed hearing room, had a lot of good sponsors who came in and supported the legislation. We had doctors from all across the state who were there to testify in favor of the legislation, and it was a good hearing. You know, it's an important piece of legislation, something that's designed to curb the opioid epidemic in the state, save lives, and just make the state a safer place. You know, we're the only state in the nation that does not have a PDMP currently, and so I think it's a long overdue piece of legislation. And I'm happy to see the bills moving quickly through the process.
And there's a companion bill, I believe, in the House as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a mirror image of the bill that I filed on the Senate side. She had her hearing yesterday as well, which was great because we had a whole bunch of witnesses from all around the state that came into town to testify for these bills. So it was great that we were able to work it out to where the bills were heard on the same day so those witnesses didn't have to travel back and forth to Jeff City multiple days.
Committee's still the order of the day, as it were, right now, including your Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee holding its first hearing this week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We had our first hearing of me being the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. We had a great meeting. We had a very interesting conversation over some intriguing bills modifying the rules relating to impeachment. Right now, the Senate does not have really much of a role in the impeachment process. That goes through the Supreme Court for most statewide elected officials. This bill would bring the impeachment process in Missouri in line with what we see in the federal government, which, of course, you know, if there's an impeachment proceeding against the president or any other elected office holder at the federal level, it goes through the Senate for removal. And this bill would bring Missouri's law in line with that. And so we had some interesting conversation about that. I'm kind of a constitutional law nerd. And so getting to talk about, you know, impeachment procedures and kind of the history of the state constitution, that was sort of a fun debate to have. And then, of course, we had the other bill, which was an expungement bill. That bill, you know, really is designed at giving people second chances. If somebody has served their time, they committed a nonviolent offense and they're not a repeat offender, what that bill would do is it would allow people to have those records expunged. So if somebody, when they were young, made a mistake, they paid their time, this would allow them to get certain rights back. So, you know, they would get their, you know, right to own a firearm back. You know, we have stories that even our own pro tem tells about how, you know, he has friends that, you know, made mistakes when they were younger and now they're not able to go deer hunting with their kids. And so this is a bill about second chances, but it's a bill I think that's common sense and, again, does not award people who committed violent crimes or people who are repeat offenders, but people who just made, you know, a single isolated mistake in their past.
Along the same lines of the judiciary, in this case, the state of the judiciary given to all lawmakers on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had Chief Justice Zell Fisher in the House chamber to give his speech. The State of the Judiciary speech is something that I always enjoy. I was a law clerk for one of the other Supreme Court judges before I was elected to the legislature. And so when I was a clerk, we would always come over when the Chief Justice made State of the Judiciary speech. It's really very similar to the State of the State that the governor does. The Chief Justice of the court comes in. He talks about the state of the judiciary, the different needs and priorities of the judiciary. And so Judge Fisher is very animated and a fun person to listen to. And so I enjoyed the speech. One of the great things that he talked about and focused on during the speech that I really kind of gravitated towards was the court passed a new rule that allows out-of-state attorneys whose spouses are active military members serving in Missouri, it allows them to practice law while they're here without having to sit and take the Missouri bar, which I think is just a great thing, you know, to reward our military families and, you know, to show appreciation for their sacrifice. So I was really encouraged to see that the court was doing something proactive like that.